Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, quite a while ago, I guess, when many of us were a lot younger, what was your television experience like? Typically, between the hours of, 5 and 8 o'clock, we'd all know that we have a certain appointment with a particular TV channel or station to watch your favorite soap operas, dramas, comedies, and essentially sitcoms that might be able to broadcast on those platforms. But what we are witnessing, especially according to the MAPS data, is the fact that the market decline in terms of TV viewership in South Africa has been significant, especially from the period of January 2021 to December 2023. Do you still watch TV? Do you still watch your popular soapies and conversations? Do you still take a look then at comedies that you might be a firm favorite for you? Well, we want to hear from you, and you can share your voice notes with us, 063-688-0959. But before we deep dive into the conversation, we thought we'd take you down memory lane just to reflect on a few of your favorite TV moments and shows that you might have enjoyed. I hope that took you to a different time, right? When we used to watch TV very actively. And the songs and the opening titles you heard, they were from Seven Delan, Generations, and City Sesla. Well, we thought we'd actually speak to one of the leading producers, directors, and founders and creators of one of those shows, being City Sesla, Siyabangena Siyabangena, with Mangla N, who joins us as the founder of Black Brain Pictures, to just reflect on the business dynamics that we see in the decline of TV viewership in South Africa. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mangla. Welcome.
Oh, man. Thank you very much. You just took me down memory lane.
Oh, man. It's the brainchild of our phenomenal producer here, Usine Njabulo, who's brought you on board this evening. And I guess that's the memory we have, right? I remember watching you and the phenomenal team of actors that you worked with, bringing us for amazing productions. And I guess it's safe to say that the culture of watching TV in South Africa has shifted. Maybe let's start there.
No, definitely. It's a definite shift. I mean, I remember, you know, growing up, we used to watch your Skudi's Nice, your Velapi, and everything was appointment TV. And also as well, you know, we had our neighbors. I know there were some houses within our street where they didn't even have TV, but they'd gather, come into the house, watch TV. It was that culture, you know. Everyone was glued. The numbers were really, really huge. And then we moved into that City Sesla era where we still had those appointment viewing and everything. And now it's obviously shifted. It's shifted because of, you know, for me, it's a lot of choices, because now we've got, you know, your appointment viewing, and also you've got the streaming platforms that are coming in and basically eating at that market share.
Mangla, I'm glad that you've actually touched on the consumption trends, because we all witness it now, right? We want to watch a series within a 6-hour run on a weekend, and we call it Netflix and chill. But I'm also intrigued to understand what this means from a business point of view. You have run a phenomenal production company through Black Brain Pictures, brought City Sesla to our TV screen, among many other projects that you've worked on. What has this shift in TV viewership meant for production houses like yourself?
I think obviously for production houses, you know, it is a little bit different, because usually, you know, we've got about 4 clients. You know, you've got your SABC, you've got your ETV, and then you've got your Mzansi Magic DSTV, you know. What you have to do is kind of impress 4 people or speak to 4 people on a daily basis to make sure that, you know, you stay in business. And then when the streamers came in, they opened up the playing fields, you know. And obviously now when the streamers came in, they didn't just bring in, obviously, the platforms, but they brought in bigger budgets. And now when you got bigger budgets, from a content point of view, you had, you know, obviously our local guys, because they didn't have those big budgets, which means the stories stayed a little bit stagnant in terms of the filmmaking. And yet people then gravitated towards the streamers because of high quality and also as well the huge marketing. They pumped huge marketing and comms. And now, because of that choice, you know, that's why we see the numbers basically just obviously dwindle a little bit within the viewing, the broadcasters. Mm.
This might be an unfair question for you, Manga, but I'm hoping that you can expand. Can we fix it? Can we shift that culture of television? Or how then do we need to change to the new dynamic?
I think the question we need to ask is, how do we evolve? You know what I mean? How do we basically move with the times? Because it's a good thing that the streamers obviously have come in, because it gives people more options. It creates a global village. It means now your content as producers now, you can basically create content for global consumption. Mm-hmm. And how does SABC adapt to that? What is the Netflix of SABC? What is the Netflix of Mzansi Magic? So that we are competing, all of us are competing within that global space, which means from a brand's point of view and all of that, you know, you can have global brands pump money, because story is story no matter how great it is. I mean, you look at The Sopranos, you look at, you know, your Colombian movies such as, you know, your Pablo Escobar. If the story is amazing and it's compelling, people will watch. And we've got amazing stories such as Shaga, which is now getting sold globally.
100%. And I think this is then the beautiful opportunity that it presents for creatives like yourselves, who are proactive and not only about performing the craft, but owning your content, building it and creating jobs. What opportunity then does this bring for creatives like yourselves now that there's, I guess, a lot more platforms and a lot more options to consider to create content for?
I think, you know, first of all, it's volume, which means we can hire a lot more people. I mean, as Black Brain, you know, we started when we were very, very small, creating little shows such as City Cecilia. And now, you know, we're able to create the big telenovelas. We've got just over 400 people that we've employed within the business. You know, we can start owning our cameras and obviously looking at the value chain within the film industry. You know, studios, we've now obviously acquired studios, which means when volume comes, we basically have the capacity to execute that type of volume. And also as well, people can come, you know, actors and co-production from all over the world coming this side, because we now have moved into a space where we own the value chain. We own studios and things like that. It means we can now create content for the global consumption.
And on that note, Manga, what's next for you and Black Brain Pictures? Because a lot of us miss the amazing content you had with your team. It was youthful, it was lively, it was funny. I hope your daughters know what a legend you are, hey?
Yeah. I'll try, man. You know, obviously, you know, we move with the times. I mean, you know, I've had to move from front of screen to back of screen because that's my calling. You know, I'm a film director, and I also, you know, cultivate talent, expose talent. That's my strength and that's my purpose. And for me right now, you've got Isita the Enemy on ETV 9:30. And then you've got Ispeto at 6:30. And we've got a lot of huge movies that we're doing for streamers like Netflix that's coming within South Africa. I've got 3 movies and a series. Yay. And I'm working on my first big original. Big original, which is a series for Netflix. And I think, yeah, you know, I'll never stop producing content. I'm a storyteller by nature. This is my calling, and I love it because I cannot do anything else.
100%. Manga, uyabangena. Hey, with the projects that you've just highlighted. And this gets me excited because then it obviously means the piece of the pie is bigger, the scope of work is more fulfilling. But I'm keen to understand what additional business or financial support do we need to see the creative industry receive in order to keep this growth going?
Sorry, can you please ask that question again?
Oh, I was asking what, given the growth and the projects that you've highlighted, clearly it means that there's a lot of opportunity to explore. From a business or financial point of view, what additional support does the creative industry like yours need in order to grow?
Definitely support from corporate. Definitely support from brands within South Africa, because if you look at, you know, your international movies, things like that, I mean, Transformer is a Chevy, you understand? You get huge liquor brands in big TV shows, you know? So we need to educate a lot of brands that you can live within the content, you know, where we call it kind of like, you know, advertiser-funded type of TV shows, so that we're not relying on just the government or just broadcasters to basically create content. Because right now, you know, if you look at ads, it's also moving to a different direction because people have got PVR and all sorts. People don't want to sit and wait within ads. So we need to educate corporate, educate brands so that they can live within the show themselves. They can commission shows, you know, as brands. Also as well, support from government, huge support. SABC is a huge platform. We cannot let that die because everything else, you know, it's a family business. But SABC, you know, that's where you can basically cultivate talent. That's where you can groom new talent. And also as well, you know, it's a public broadcaster. It's of national importance. We need to protect the public broadcaster because it's through there where we're going to get authentic stories that speak to everyone, that speak to obviously all circles within South Africa, all cultural, all cultures within South Africa. It's not mandated to just go, no, give me English or no, this one, you know, just a little bit of Zulu and then everything English. You know, that's why we need that public broadcaster to work very well.
We definitely do. And it does call for, given that it is a public broadcaster, government is the main shareholder and only shareholder. They do need to improve efficiency there. Mankla, I'm going to squeeze in some good news that I also read up about your business having bought a film studio. Mm-hmm. And maybe that also speaks to how younger entrepreneurs in the creative space can learn from entrepreneurs like yourself as to how to evolve, how to grow, and having the necessary tools, assets to build and create their craft.
Yes, you know, we've just added a new baby on our side, which is the Old Urban Brew. I don't know if you remember the Old Urban Brew by Harley Studios. So we've just obviously acquired that building. And it's nostalgia for me because it's where we created City Sesla. It's where we created a number of sitcoms. That's where your shows such as Waza Weekend was shot. Shows such as, you know, Elisha Mabuza, Sattle, Yo TV, and, you know, friends like these. And we basically just reviving that culture and we're calling it Media City. And, you know, we're just really proud about that purchase, not only for, you know, ourselves, but also, you know, to perpetuate the culture of filmmaking within South Africa.
Definitely. Mankla, we wish you nothing but the best. We celebrate your consistency, your growth, and your evolution as an artist and entrepreneur within this particular space. So from us here on Kaya Biz, this is a congratulatory message to you and your team.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the support from Kaya FM. They've been there from the beginning of my journey, from our Gang of Instrumentals, City Sesla, locked up all the way till now, you know. And thank you very much for giving me the platform. And it's through platforms like these that we can educate.
Appreciate it. Now you're making me think of that song. You are my number one, baby. Oh, man. Thank you so much, Mankla. I really appreciate it. Mankla N, the founder of Black Brain Pictures. He's a director, as you've heard, an entrepreneur within the creative space. And we've really just been evaluating what it is that's happening when it comes to the business of television. We've shared some details and insight with you in terms of data overview from MAPS that has revealed that television viewership in South Africa has declined and seeing some pressure there because of the change of consumption and television viewing habits. Now, instead of watching an episode once every week and catching it at a specific time, appointment viewing, now you can literally just watch a whole series in a couple of hours, right? On a random day or weekend or evening or early hours of the morning, as some people do.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.